Ferdinand, Count von Zeppelin, was not only interested in the development of lighter-than-air machines such as the airship series that bore his name, but also in heavier-than-air craft. The Zeppelin Starken R6 was the ultimate German bomber of World War I. In fact, it was not surpassed in size until the end of World War II. The concept was named Riesenflugzeug, or Giant Aircraft, commonly known as the R-Bomber program. The engineers came from the famous German company, Bosch. Various early designs entered German service from 1913 onwards, getting steadily bigger. The R6 was the culmination of this design evolution. The prototype was completed in 1916. The biplane aircraft was truly colossal, 22.1 meters, or 72 foot 6 inches long, with a wingspan of 42.2 meters, or just over 138 feet. Its gross weight was 11,848 kilos, or just over 26,000 pounds, and it had a range of 800 kilometers, or nearly 500 miles, and an endurance of between 7 and 10 hours. Its service ceiling was 4,320 meters, or 14,170 feet. It had four direct drive engines in a tandem push-pull arrangement, a fully enclosed cockpit, and a complex 18-wheeled undercarriage. Each aircraft cost 557,000 marks to manufacture, which was pretty expensive for the time. Here we see film of a modified R6, known as the R14, which had an extra engine fitted in the nose, and required an astounding 50-man ground crew to handle. Little wonder that compared with the more numerous two-engined Goethe G4 bomber, only 13 Zeppelin Starken R6s saw service before the 1918 armistice. The Goethe G4 had been bombing England since May 1917 with some success, though improved British anti-aircraft and fighter defences had forced the Germans to switch from day to night raids, reducing the Goethe's navigational and bombing accuracy. The Zeppelin Starken R6 could carry a much increased bomb load over the Goethe, up to 2,000 kilos or 4,300 pounds, that is, four times the Goethe's capacity. The Goethe had a crew of three, whereas the Zeppelin Starken had an astounding crew of 10, divided into an aircraft commander, two pilots, two co-pilots, two radio operators, and a fuel attendant, and one mechanic in each engine nacelle. Some of the crew doubled up as gunners, the plane being armed with four 7.92mm Parabellum MG14 machine guns. The first R6s entered frontline service in June 1917. The unit sent against England was Riesenflugzeug Abteilung 501, based at Ghent in Belgium, with the Ford airfield at St. Denis Westrum. At any one time, RFA 501 had five of these gigantic aircraft available for raids on England, often made alongside the more mundane Goethe bombers. The Zeppelin Starken R6 and R14 bombers proved very difficult to combat as they repeatedly stood off fighter attacks after being intercepted over England. On the 28th of January 1918, an R6 flew across Essex and was intercepted by a Bristol fighter piloted by Lieutenant John Goodyear. Goodyear was driven off with a German machine gun bullet in his plane's engine and his fuel tanks riddled. The R6 then ran into part of the protective barrage balloon apron around London, but the cables did not apparently damage it and the plane carried on flying. It carried on and bombed Odham's Printworks in London, killing 37 people. The next night, two R6s reached London. One was attacked by fighters and turned back near Tottenham. The other one was intercepted by Captain Arthur Dennis of No. 37 Squadron, based at Goldhanger near Maldon in Essex. Flying a BE-12, he attacked one of the R6s at 12,000 feet, but was driven off by the Germans' four machine guns, his fighter riddled with bullets. The R6 turned at Hartford and made for Brentford. It dropped its bombs in Richmond Deer Park, Brentford, Kew Bridge Road, and on Chiswick, then left Britain via Hythe on the Kent coast. It had killed 10 people. A third R6 was driven off by anti-aircraft fire at Billericay in Essex. The R6s and R14s raided England 11 times between late September 1917 and the armistice in 1918, dropping 27 tons of bombs. They attacked alone, flying to their targets on moonlit nights and following directional bearings received from base by radio once airborne. They would then follow the River Thames to London. Each sortie was a 550-kilometre or 340-mile round trip that lasted 7 hours. The first blitz, the combined German aerial bombing campaign against Britain between 1915 and 1918, using Zeppelin airships, Gotha bombers, and the enormous Zeppelin Starken aircraft, killed 1,394 people and injured 3,349, with the greatest number of casualties in London. Material damage was significant, and war production did decrease as the raids disrupted work. The requirement to defend London and southeast England from such attacks diverted large numbers of fighters, anti-aircraft guns and personnel from the Western Front. For example, 16 squadrons of the Royal Flying Corps were kept at home, but it did lead to the development of an integrated home defence system that served Britain well when the German Air Force returned to wreak destruction in 1940. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe and share, and also support my channel at PayPal and Patreon. Details in the description box below.